Sure, weather service radar indicates no precipitation over the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex or over the rest of North Central Texas.
This is a severe weather outlook for North Texas. There's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening for western portions of North Texas, generally west of the Jacksboro, Mineral Wells, Comanche, San Saba line. Abilene, Eastland, Breckenridge, Brownwood, Throckmorton, Graham, and Coleman are some of the communities within the slight risk area. Damaging winds and large hail will be the main threats from severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. An upper-level disturbance was tracking northeast from western New Mexico this morning. The system will move into the Texas Panhandle this evening, with an associated surface dry line expected to be near an Amarillo, Abilene, San Angelo line at 6 p.m. Low-level moisture initially was quite limited across west Texas and western portions of north Texas. However, richer Gulf moisture will spread into the area from Abilene to Childress by late afternoon. A limiting factor for severe weather is that the strongest dynamic forcing, with the upper disturbance in the Panhandle, will be north of the richest moisture and most unstable air. However, scattered thunderstorms which form in western sections of North Texas will have sufficient atmospheric instabilities and vertical wind shears to produce severe weather. Emergency management officials and storm spotters in western North Texas should be ready for possible activation this afternoon or evening. Further into next week, widely scattered strong thunderstorms could form in central and east sections of North Texas Sunday afternoon. Monday still appears to be the day with the greatest threat of strong to severe thunderstorms across North Texas due to a second major upper air disturbance approaching from the west. Good morning. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of your National Weather Service. Two upper-level disturbances will affect North Texas through Monday, concurrent with a gradual trend towards warmer and more humid conditions. The first upper-level disturbance will move northeastward across the Panhandle today and tonight, with the tail end of the system giving us a chance for overnight thunderstorms. The second system will move across Monday, producing more widespread and stronger thunderstorm activity at that time. The updated local forecast for the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, today, fair and warmer with a high in the mid-70s, wind becoming southeast, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with a 40% chance of thunderstorms, low in the mid-50s, south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, and Sunday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms and a high in the upper 70s, south wind about 10 miles per hour. The extended forecast for Monday through Wednesday. On Monday, a good chance of strong thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s, high near 80. Tuesday, partly cloudy with thunderstorms ending early, lows in the mid-50s, highs in the 70s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and cooler, low temperatures in the 40s, highs in the lower 60s.
The following are the 10 a.m. weather observations. DFW Airport reports clear skies, a temperature of 67 degrees, relative humidity of 45%, winds to the southeast at 9 miles per hour, and pressure falling from 30.04 inches of mercury. Amarillo, light rain, 44 degrees, wind southeast at 21. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, fair, 58 degrees, wind southeast at 12. McAllister, Oklahoma, clear, 67 degrees, wind south at 6. Wichita Falls, clear, 62 degrees, wind southeast at 12. Abilene, cloudy, 63 degrees, wind south at 18 with gusts to 24. Mineral Wells, partly cloudy, 63 degrees, wind south at 13. Waco, partly cloudy, 66 degrees, wind southeast at 9. Austin, partly cloudy, 67 degrees, wind southeast at 10. Lufkin, clear, 67 degrees, wind south at 3. Tyler, clear, 67 degrees, winds calm. Longview, clear, 63 degrees, winds east at 6. And Shreveport, clear, 65 degrees, wind southeast at 6.